Hey, what's up, motherfuckers? I'm Davis.
I'm Chance.
This is Podfest and Pod Furious, and I got a headache, a sinus headache. This is probably going to be brief.
And I hate y'all, motherfucker. No, I'm kidding.
We fucking hate y'all. Everything's been on a real shit show downward fucking slide since last week.
Ever since that viral video stopped being viral.
Yep, my wife left me.
My dog just fucking overdosed himself.
My freaks and fans fucking unfollowed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got nothing left. I'm living in a pit of shit.
I quit getting dick pics in my inbox.
Yep, and now I'm just fucking smoking rocks up my own dick hole.
Yep.
With a fucking glass pipe.
That's where you put the crack.
Here's your latest news. Charlize Theron and Helen Mirren to return for Fast and Furious 9.
Which I love that Helen Mirren's showing up, but her kids are in... Like, are we going to get Owen back for the Fast?
I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work, because it looks like she's in prison in the Hobbs and Shaw trailers.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Here's Ben announcing it on Instagram.
Fast 9, here on set. We've got a lot of the original cast here, including Oscar winners like Charlize Theron and Helen Mirren. A few new surprises, including John Cena, who I believe is going to... completely shine in this movie. I'm looking out today. I'm in London. I filmed Fast 6 in London. I'm so lucky that my job has allowed me to travel all over the world. I filmed in the Middle East. I filmed in the Sahara. I filmed all over Canada, all over Europe, all over America. I filmed in Cape Town just last year. Africa, life-changing experience. I filmed in the favelas in Rio and the barrios in Puerto Rico. And in the Dominican Republic, speaking of which, never let anyone tell you that people in the Dominican Republic aren't magical, wonderful people. I love that country, and I will always love that country.
He records videos the way we record podcasts. He'll start off with a bit of news, and then he just starts rambling. He's like, yeah, you know what? Dominican Republic, nice place.
Those people talking about people dying in the DR, fuck them.
Punta Cana, folks, isn't it wonderful?
You know what? We had two friends that just got back from the DR, alive and well. And Puta I don't think Blanco. Anyone from the wedding fucking died.
Puta Blanco. Vince Graham, a lot of cool updates on there. Vin and Michelle and Ludo all hanging out. There's no real mention of how they're going to work these characters back in, but we know they're obviously playing Cypher. And would you be able to guess Helen Mirren's character name without looking it up?
No.
Maggie Shaw.
Maggie Shaw. So I was going to say Mrs. Shaw.
Magdalene Shaw.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
But yeah, it's I imagine Cypher, like Charlize's character, is probably going to play like a... I imagine with them introducing her that it's going to have a bigger payoff than what she was given in Fate.
She's definitely still the main villain, because they haven't done any other villain casting or announcements.
Exactly.
There was another casting announcement a few days ago. I don't know if you saw it.
Now, do we think that John Cena is playing?
Got him. Cena.
Vin, in his comment on the video, corrected...
You and your dick comments.
...that it was not Cena, it's Cena.
Here's an interesting one. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if this is interesting, because I have no idea who the fuck these people are. Fast and Furious 9 adds Finn Cole, Anna Sawai, and Vinny Bennett.
Nope, no clue who the fuck they are.
Descriptions for the latest installment are being kept under the hood. Cole, who stars on TNT's Animal Kingdom. Oh, so he knows Frederick's finest, Sean Hitosi, yeah. And Netflix's Peaky Blinders. Well, you watch that.
Yeah.
So, do you know this guy?
Oh, yeah, okay, that kid. Yeah, dope. He's actually really good in Peaky Blinders.
Who is he?
He plays like a younger brother.
Oh, okay. Well, he's in Fast 9. New Zealand native Sawai, Anna Sawai. It's an Asian woman. New Zealand native.
Oh, shit. Is this going to be like a triple X bad guy team up here?
Maybe.
Cypher's finest?
Starred in Warner Bros. Ninja Assassin. And Vinny Bennett starred in Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
And something called Human Traces, which I've never heard of.
You know, I watched Ghost in a Shell. Not as bad as people fucking said it was.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't go, racismo!
Nah, I enjoyed it.
I don't want it!
I think robotic women can be of any color and nationalities.
Let's see some comments on Deadline on this story. Sorry, But John Cena in the next movie makes me not want to watch it.
Who the fuck?
I'll tell you who the fuck. Gregory Luttrell.
Hey, fuck you, Greg Luttrell, yeah. You punk motherfucker. Why don't you send me your address before you go talking shit like this so I can come to your goddamn front door, kick that shit in, break your goddamn fingers, turn them sideways, and shove them up your candy ass.
Listen here, Greg. Little pussy ass bitch. You're lucky I'm on fucking probation, dog. Or I'll flex out of these dickies so fucking fast and bust my shit on your dick. Ugh.
You limp like my dick, dog.
Stupid Hollywood says Fast and Furious, overdone. Producers and screenwriters don't know when to hang shit up. Paul Walker is gone. I bet any other movie produced by this franchise will not gross shit.
That movie's gonna make bank. Get the fuck out of here.
I hope they bring back... This is from an anonymous person, so maybe this is one of us. This could have been Chance, and I don't know. I hope they bring back Lucas Black. Tokyo Drift was one of my favorite Fast and Furious movies. I thought his character deserved an expanded role rather than a cameo when they brought him back in Furious 7. His calm demeanor is a good match with Toretto's robust intensity.
It's not me, but whoever that is, get your ass in here, man. Give us a call.
Sally B says, Anna Sawai is awesome. This will be great for her. She's a dynamo. This must be Anna Sawai's manager or something.
Yeah, she kicks butt.
More high-octane garbage for the lowest common denominator. Yeah, well, you know what? Shovel this garbage into my fucking pie hole, dog.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna keep fucking eating it.
Cover me in mud and shit.
Shit, sew my asshole shut and then shovel this garbage down my throat so I die from it.
Yeah, I want to choke. I want to choke, daddy. This Anna Sawai chick really has been in nothing else other than Ninja Assassin. She has 4 credits to her name. One of them's Fast 9. One of them's a TV series that's filming right now. A detective from Tokyo scours London for his missing brother who's been involved with the Yakuza. Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, man, maybe she got shut down by the big governments.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, she's a newcomer. How would somebody know she's a dynamo if she hasn't been in anything? I'm telling you, it's her manager.
Eh. Maybe she has a bunch of martial arts training.
A real dynamo.
That was somebody that was at the tournament when she was 13.
Mm-hmm.
Saw her break a girl's neck.
Do a crane kick.
Yep.
We have an official runtime for Hobbs and Shaw, according to the Regal Cinemas app. It's 2 hours and 13 minutes long. How you feel about that? You going to get your money's worth at the theater?
Yeah, I mean, we watched a 2 hour and 20 minute movie with Fast 7 today. So.
Yes, we did. And it didn't really feel like a marathon. I mean, like we said, the pace, you'll hear in the episode, but the pace is just ridiculous.
It just depends on what they do with Hobbs and Shaw.
It looks like there's going to be a fucking shitload of action with Hobbs and Shaw. They really, I mean,
it looks cram packed.
It's a blockbuster. It's a tent pole, baby. They put the money on the screen with this one.
They put the money where their mouth is.
We pretty much have the whole plot and everything figured out from the trailers that we've watched.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we're getting too many surprises.
Yeah, start in London, go to Ukraine or whatever.
Yeah.
Chernobyl, everybody loves it. And then ending in Samoa.
Chernobyl's so hot right now.
Yeah, so it's fucking, it's in the news.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, HBO. I still refuse to watch that show.
Yeah.
Fuck. Pooh Bear texted me when he was texting me about the dolphin pussies.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, you need to watch Chernobyl.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, nah, dog, but tell me more about the dolphin pussies.
Yeah, let me in on your little secrets. Here's some non-Fast news, but it's sort of Fast tangential. Netflix takes Red Notice. Ryan Reynolds joins Dwayne Johnson and Gal Gadot in Ross and Marshall Thurber directed global heist film.
All right.
Netflix has just locked what is arguably its biggest commitment to a feature film. In a dramatic switch of distributors for a tentpole-sized star package, Netflix has greenlit and set a 2020 production start for the Rawson Marshall Thurber-directed and scripted Red Notice.
Have you all seen Triple Frontier?
Well, this is their biggest. The film is a globe-trotting action heist thriller that moves from Universal Pictures and has added Ryan Reynolds to star alongside DJ and Gal Gadot. The latter two were attached when Universal acquired the project as a pitch early following a ferocious bidding battle last year, one where Netflix was runner-up. After Thurber drafted his pitch into a screenplay with a budget, the filmmaker sensed hesitation from Universal in a meeting late last month, even though the studio had dated the picture for November 2020 sources.
And Netflix said, we'll take that.
The original pitch deal had specific progress to production timeline clauses, and when a window opened, Thurber's finished script was shown to Netflix 10 days ago. Netflix committed, blah, 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 blah.
All right, so we got DJ Gal
DJ
Gadot.
Is making a $20 million salary for this movie.
Jesus.
And an eight-figure deal for Thurber, who directed Johnson and Central Intelligence and Skyscraper. Oh, so this is going to be a piece of shit then.
Yep. Yep.
That's also the guy that made Dodgeball, I think. And We're the Millers.
He really fucking hit his plateau with Dodgeball. Honestly, I like We're the Millers.
All in all, no Netflix regrets. Is committed to arguably its biggest star package feature film to date with a production budget in the $130 million range. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
The film is an international action thriller centered around the pursuit of the most wanted art thief in the world. It takes place in multiple countries. So who do you think is playing the art thief? It's got to be Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is going to be... Yeah, Dwayne Johnson and Gal are going to like be the heroes.
Almost like
the
Hobbs.
Protagonists.
The Hobbs and Elena Nevins.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're trying to catch a smarmy, fast-talking art thief.
Damn, why don't they just get Elsa in on this shit?
All right. Well, I mean, we got Gal.
I like Gal.
That's an interesting fast team-up that we didn't get to see them on the screen together in the fast movies, really.
When the fuck is that Wonder Woman movie coming out?
End of the year?
That thing has to be done shooting like ages ago, right? I remember.
Yeah, Wonder Woman 1984 is coming out June 5th, 2020. Wonder Woman squares off against the cheetah.
They shot that shit like a year ago.
Got a lot to do. Post-productions, I guess.
I guess.
Oh, it's just a mention that Ryan Reynolds has a Michael Bay movie coming out later this year. Hell yeah. I don't like Ryan Reynolds, but I love Michael Bay.
I don't mind Ryan Reynolds. I know you're a Ryan Reynolds hater.
Speaking of Michael Bay, you guys just heard this past Thursday our Pain and Gain episode.
God
we loved
damn
it.
Right.
Let us know. Hit us up at PodFast Podcast. Tell us.
Yeah.
Yo, dog, we liked the Pain and Gain episode. Yo, dog, we didn't like it. We thought the movie sucked. Well, guess what? Fuck you. It's our opinion in our podcast.
Or maybe like, yo, dog, we love that movie. You two suck.
Kiss my whole shit, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. You can kiss my whole asshole.
This Thursday coming out, we're getting right back on track for you. Nikki is back in the studio with us talking about I'm Ice-T, and we're talking about Furious 7.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. We're back in the studio. Congratulations. You just won the Dumb Fuck of the Day award.
Did you just get done shooting an Amazon employee?
Yep. Shot him in the head. He came to my door. Didn't have nothing on his shirt. I'm saying he was an Amazon man.
Yeah. This week, Fast 7, The Return of Nikki.
Yeah, Furious 7, not Fast 7.
Yeah, Furious 7. I actually corrected Nikki on the phone when she was saving the file, and she typed in Fast 7. I was like, it's Furious 7. And then here I am, making the same rookie mistake.
You done fucked up. You're fired.
I'm going to go get my cat of nine tails and crack the shit out of my back.
Flagellate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's right.
I'm going to self-ejaculate while I self-flagellate.
Yeah, we got some interesting stuff coming up this month. We got, after Furious 7, you're going to hear the Metallium Job. After that, you're going to hear a little, speaking of art thieves, you're going to hear a little movie we watched and recorded last week called Art of the Steal, starring Kurt Russell.
It's about art thieves.
Yes. And then the week after that, you're going to hear a fucking Scott Eastwood picture. You say to yourself, Scott Eastwood, I didn't even know this guy starred in pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was just a hot model who smoked cigars on boats. Well, guess what?
And probably has big dick.
He probably does have a clown pecker. Clown shoe size pecker. But guess what? If you listen to the podcast regularly and you're an OG PodFast fan, you would have heard last year we talked about a movie fucking called Overdrive. Chance loved it.
Overdrive fucking owns.
Absolutely goddamn bananas.
I've watched Overdrive since.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because it was still on Hulu, so I tossed it on the other night.
Did it hold up?
Yo, still fucking rules. Mm. Love that movie.
Loves it. Well, we're gonna be watching something called Diablo, where Scott stands in the fucking clown shoes of his father, Clint, and becomes a cowboy in this film, and talks to Walton Goggins and Danny Glover.
So, can't be bad. Can't be bad.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
That sounds so up my alley, McBeal.
I don't know if I have too much more Fast news. I mean, you guys can check out the Twitter at PodFast Podcast. I usually retweet anything relevant.
No, I think that was really it for, like, the big news.
Yeah, they're still filming. They're
honestly,
in London.
Honestly, the best news source right now for Fast 9 news, Vin Diesel's fucking Vinstagram.
Did we speculate last week? I can't remember if it came out in time, but he mentioned that Fast 9 is filming in 5 countries. Did we speculate which 5 that would be?
I don't know if we speculated which countries.
Well, I know obviously London.
London.
Got to be in the U.S. somewhere.
Where were they scouting?
They're not scouting, but they are filming, I think, second unit in Thailand right now.
Okay.
There's like behind-the-scenes photos of cars and tanks and things being shipped out there. So there's going to be some kind of big chase sequence probably in Thailand.
America, where are you thinking? Like Georgia?
I hope
and
not.
L.A.?
Georgia's ugly as shit, and I hope they're out of there.
I mean, it's the tax incentive.
Yeah, but a lot of people are boycotting Georgia now.
Oh, shit.
Because of the heartbeat bill.
Down with Georgia. Is that because stuntmen's dies in Georgia?
Huh?
Is that because stuntmen's lose their heartbeat in Georgia?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. Is that... What the fuck are you talking about?
No, remember that, like, chick died on, like, the railroads?
I've been working on the railroad.
Yep, that's
all it. All the live long day.
No, there was a... There was like a stunt lady who died a while back.
They gotta be... Alright, that's three down, right? London, Thailand, US. They gotta be filming the Caribbean somewhere. Maybe the DR. Maybe Puerto Rico.
See, right? I was thinking like Africa.
They did mention Africa. I remember them talking about... what was it? Mombasa or something?
And that's... I'm not sure if we're confusing that with like his dead shot or whatever fucking...
Well, he did film that there, and then he said it was a lovely continent, and then I remember them speculating, because we mentioned this
way back,
yeah. I think before we started Warrior, that they were looking at...
They were scouting. That's when they were somewhere scouting in Africa. Yeah.
So, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe.
Where would you like to see them if we had to pick one country?
Oh, yeah. Well... And I'm not just saying this to pander to the Chinese audiences out there, but I would love to see the Fast Boys ripping up China, and especially Hong Kong.
Okay, that would be dope.
I mean, imagine the lights and everything, and Shanghai, if they would drive through Shanghai.
So you took mine.
Okay, sorry.
No, because that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But I had a secondary.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, like, Belgium.
Oh.
And then... Diesel can have a line about Belgian ale.
Belgian ale.
Still take a Rona.
Belgium. That's like a lot of canals and waterways and stuff.
Yeah. Like tight streets.
Tight streets. It would be like European.
Italian job.
Yeah, European, like Italian job or Ronin or something. Yeah, that could be interesting. We haven't really seen, London in Fast 6 when they had that, but that was like underground and stuff. Piccadilly Circus and all that shit.
They weren't really doing much on the streets of London.
Yeah, I'd be interested in a little tight Euro crime type of chase.
Almost like
Japan.
China would be dope.
Imagine the havoc they could wreak.
We've already gone east to Japan. Right. If we're going to go east to Thailand, why not hop off in goddamn China?
Yeah. Just make a whole Asian tour. Maybe they're saving that for 10, a big Chinese extravaganza.
Ooh.
Could you imagine? Chinese New Year, big old dragon.
Oh my god, Diesel fucking drives a car out of the mouth of the dragon.
Exactly. Or the dragon gets caught on his car and he's driving around. And it's like...
He is the dragon.
Yep, and it's like...
He's dragon with the dragon.
Exactly, drag racing the dragon.
Yeah, I'd watch it. You see that Mulan trailers?
I did. Yes.
Honestly.
Looks pretty cool.
I think it's like the one Disney remake where I'm like, oh shit, this actually looks cool. Like,
yeah, it might be better than the cartoon.
They had some Hidden Dragon chasing tigers fucking shit.
Yeah, it like looks like a Wuxia epic.
Yeah.
Sort of like a Crouching Tiger thing or Curse of the Golden Flower.
The Chasing Tiger.
Or Hero or whatever.
Oh man, I just watched Hero fucking 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah? You'd never seen it?
No, I'd seen it. Okay. I hadn't seen the director's cut though. Yo, movie fucking rules.
Execute.
Movie is very good.
Yeah. I'm thinking of... Is it Shanghai at night that looks crazy? I mean, a lot of those Chinese...
I think you're thinking of Hong Kong.
Well, Hong Kong, I'm thinking of like Black Hat when they're flying over in the plane before they go to Indonesia. Have they been to Indonesia? Indonesia could be cool.
Nah, I think XXX was in Indonesia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at Shanghai at night.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, imagine that. Ooh, fast screen. Look at that tower.
Wasn't one of the Mission Impossibles on the tower?
In
Shanghai. No. Oh, no, you know what I'm thinking of? Stupid fucking Dark Knights. There's a scene where he's on that tower, and they were like, it's like a human being up the highest fucking bullshit.
That random aside when he went to China.
And he steals that Chinaman.
Shanghai looks cool. Hong Kong, although I think they went to Hong Kong in, was it Transformers 4? And they got the giant magnet and they're dropping shit.
Hey, man. Hong Kong got magnetized.
Yeah, they got magnetized.
That's what they're protesting about, is the magnetisms.
Mm-hmm. It's going crazy over there because it's the reverse opposite pole of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the magnets are going wild.
It's pushing the people out of their gravitational pulls.
They can't live there no more.
Nope. Nothing to do with Chinese governments.
Yeah, Transformers Age of Extinction was in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is crazy looking.
Like, yeah, Hong Kong is wild. It was in
like this tower block. Like, look at that. And Marky Mark hits a guy with Titus Welliver Bosch with a football and he falls out the window.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it looks like some the Raid, like the first Raid shit right there.
Hmm. Yeah, anywhere visually interesting like that. I don't know. Big cities. There's lots of them all around the world.
Yeah, and don't color grade it fucking gray.
Yeah, like Furious 7.
Yep.
Coming up, you'll hear us bitch about that color grade.
Let the colors pop, baby.
Yeah, we want to see it pop on the screen.
Pop that pussy color.
Mm-hmm. Pop that pussy on a handstand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's many places. I mean, there's a lot of places in Europe they haven't been, right?
Yeah. I mean, they've only been to England.
Well, there was España, but that was on like a bridge, basically.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't really do anything. No. I mean, we could do Italia. Imagine Venezia.
Italia.
I mean, that's probably just the Italian job coming out, but Venezia. If you want to see people driving through some canals and waterways, how about some Fast and Furious on a boat, baby?
Oh, a car that turns into a boat?
Oh, James Bond, Lotus Esprit style.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Germany, Belgium.
Yeah.
France.
Mm.
Fucking goddamn Eiffel Tower gets knocked over.
Yeah.
And they're like outrunning it.
Just like G.I. Joe, Mask of the Cobra, or whatever that one was called with Channing Tatum.
Yeah, the Cobra one.
Where the Green Goo ate Paris.
Yeah.
Directed by Stephen Sommers of The Mummy fame.
Because, you know, if Paris is going to get eaten by anything, it's Green Goo.
Green Goo going to knock it down. Anyway, those are just some countries we can think of.
What if they free Northern Ireland?
Yeah, let's do it.
Come on, Fast Fam. Go in.
Join the
free
IRA.
Northern Ireland and fuck it. While you're at it, just free Scotland too, dude. Yeah. Cruising down the street. I'm playing a lot of Forza Horizon. Fucking, you can go to Glasgow and that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, fucking, let's go, baby. Clearly, if I can drift around them goddamn traffic circles, so can they.
Mm-hmm. Blowing some bagpipes.
And give me Lucas Black. You've announced so many.
Get Karen Gillan involved.
Yeah. What if Lucas Black shows up? He's been banging out Karen Gillan. Mm-hmm. It's like his new girl.
Oh yeah, I met this Scottish broad. She blew my bagpipes.
And then they catch them in Scotland. That's he teams up.
He's
with
wearing
the fam.
A kilt. Like,
yeah,
she really got me enjoying these cultural differences.
They drive by really quick, and his kilt
pops up.
And you
see his dick in the undercarriage. Yeah.
Yep.
Obviously, I assimilate to different cultures well, which is how I came over here and became a drifter.
I gave up my wabaki for the kilt.
A wabaki for my wabaki kilt.
Yep.
And now I got a redheaded ginger Scottish broad blowing my bagpipes.
Or not.
And I'm doing extracurricular activities.
On her pussy hole.
On her pussy hole. Yep. Well, I think that's that.
That is that. That's that.
That's the final word on the fucking matter.
Yep. Lucas Black. Extracurricular activities on the pussy hole.
But what, may I ask, is the final word on the antimatter? Now that is something you'll have to find out next week when we have Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show and we stomp him out for being a sexual fucking harasser.
Yeah, I'm just going to uppercut him for being fucking obnoxious as shit.
Yeah.
Man ain't even a real scientist.
Hey, you want to see space, bitch? How about we clobber you until you have stars over your head,
mm-hmm.
like a cartoon character?
And if I see birds once, I'm going to clobber you again until the stars come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold on, let me try and word this better. Hey, you want to go to space, bitch? How about I make you see stars?
Yeah.
Whack! You're going to feel like you're at the fucking... TCL Chinese fucking theater premiere of Fate of the Furious.
My fist is coming at you like the Large Hadron Collider, bitch.
The Grauman's Chinese Theater. We're gonna put your hands and your nuts in the fucking concrete.
I'm gonna leave you there stuck by your nuts.
Uh-huh. It's gonna say Neil deGrasse Tyson, more like Neil No-Ass Tyson, because you can't get no fucking pussy, dog.
Yep, you fucking nerd.
You fucking little incel fucking space bitch.
Why don't you go buy some gamer girl fucking
bathwater,
bitch?
Yeah, suck it down, motherfucker.
Go get hospitalized.
I hope you choke. I'm gonna take that fucking telescope of yours, stick it right up your fucking pooper.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, spin it, rotate it into your asshole.
I'm gonna look in, I'm gonna go, guess what? You got colon cancer, bitch.
Mm-hmm, your asshole gonna become the size of the black hole from Claire Denny's High Life that Robert Pattinson fly into.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, God damn. Fourth dimension up in your butt.
Wasn't nice to know you, dog.
Yeah, it wasn't nice to know you. Later, alligator. In a while, crocodile. Just kidding. I never want to see you again. Neil, no ass. Tyson.
Yo, goddamn incel.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Incel fucking science fruit, bitch.
You wish you were fucking Bill Nye, but you ain't shit.
You ain't Bill Nye. You fucking Bill Zilch spy.
Uh-huh, because you never taught me shit.
You didn't tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. Kanye West, motherfucker. I'm going to give you a fucking noogie, dog. I'm going to rip out those little gray hairs like you got that you fucking spray painted on your head trying to look more like Reed Richards. Make people fucking trick them into think you're a good scientist like the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not, bitch.
And you're like, yo, that Asian dude fucking Michio Kaku got gray hair. Mm-hmm. Why can't I?
Why can't I?
Because you're not old and you can go goddamn school to be a physicist, bitch.
You're not fucking fooling us. We know it's spray paint.
Yeah. I sold it to you.
Spray painted your fucking head.
And I told you that shit wasn't safe.
And
to spray upon your head.
Uh-huh. You spray it on your head. And I said, who's this fucking guy I think he is? Mark Echo?
Yep.
Tagging?
Farkfecko. You some bitch.
Some bitch. Farkfecko, Neil, no ass, fucking Tyson dog.
Hate you, dude.
I fucking hate you, bro. God. Fucking hate you, you fucking wimp.
Sign up to be the first man on Mars who fucking dies, dog.
I'm gonna fucking kick sand in your face if I see you at the beach, you little bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, how's that fucking red planet taste, mm-hmm. motherfucker?
Yeah, this is what it tastes like. I'm gonna terraform Mars with your fucking teeth. Curb stomp your bitch ass right into the red planet. What you think this is? Red Planet starring Val Kilmer?
When I'm done killing you and your fucking dead body shits itself, I'm mm-hmm. gonna save that for fucking manure.
They're gonna call it Earth the Red Planet because the red is gonna run red with your blood, bro.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Got him.
And that's God body shit, bro. These are the fucking...
Come at us.
Mm-hmm. It ain't happening, brother.
Come at us. We'll come upon you.
Mm-hmm. We will come upon you. We will... We will fucking come on you, bro.
I will jerk my dick till it come upon your mm-hmm. fucking dead body, dude.
I'm gonna
jerk my
fucking dick until I fucking nut. And then we're gonna replace the fucking silver spray paint on your head with fucking cum, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna cum in your fucking hair, bro.
It's that silver streak, you got pearly mm-hmm. streaks, motherfucker.
Silver streak starring Richard Pryor. Well, how about this? I'm a fucking baller with no priors, and that's why I can threaten celebs online with no fear of maximum fucking conviction.
God damn, dog, you rap that shit?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm. That's some Wahlberg shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marky Mark. Word. I don't got AIDS wearing my Calvins. I've been Davis.
I've been Chance.
I've been Pop Fast and Pop Furious. Neil No Ass Tyson, go fuck yourself. Bitch. You just won the Dumb Fuck of the Day award. I've been Ice-T. Salute.
Me familiar.